God's called how people would change. Looking busy and everybody I know gave. Don't even know that the lack of faith is keeping you chained. The only thing that's gonna set you free is feeling his great love. Holding your heart, something missing. I give my life to God and that's the difference. I give my life to God and now I'm dipped. Catch me rolling through the city with my top down. Made it this far, look at God now. Looking at my life and how it played out. Looking at my life and how it played out. Catch me rolling through the city with my top down. Made it this far, look at God now. Looking at my life and how it played out. Looking at my life and how it played out.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Pine Hill Stand. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life, the brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God. This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. This is Minister Lily B. and Minister Fanny Reed with One Verse Ministry this morning. Today, our scripture comes from Proverbs 4 and 25. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Amen. Let me read that again so you can get it in your spirit. It's so important. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Amen. Amen. The title of my subject today is Stand Focused. That's why I read the scripture twice. This year, you need to stay focused. It is a higher priority this year because we have entered a new decade. Old things have passed away. All has become new. The scripture reference is Isaiah 43:17-18. Letting go of past failures and mistakes is the key to entering your new season. Amen. Praise the Lord. Staying focused on where you are going. Be alert. Know your surroundings. These are all critically important. Don't get sidetracked. And it's so easy. Amen. Remember, your adversary, the devil, is accusing the brethren day and night. All the time. He is never unemployed. Amen. And this scripture is in Revelation 12:10, if you need to have a scripture. Therefore, the people of God must be aware of the enemy's tactics. This is spiritual warfare, people. We have entered into a new era in our lives, and it behooves you to know who your enemy is. Amen. Know what he looks like. Know what he smells like. That's why you need a spirit of discernment so you can know the enemy when he comes to approach you And trust me, he will approach you in all kind of ways through all kind of situations. And you need to know that this is war. Therefore, the people of God must be aware of the enemy's tactics. You know, you can't defeat an enemy if you don't know his tactics. And I want you to know the devil knows us very well. He has learned us. He has studied us. So we need to study him. Amen. So we can be victorious. So it's important you know what the word of God says about you and what belongs to you. You know, a lot of us get the wrong thing because we think it belongs to us. Know what belongs to you. Know what God has said about you. Amen. As his children, knowing and obeying will set us up for the victory. Did y'all hear what I said? Knowing and obeying will set you up for the victory. Amen. It's already done, but we got to do some things to possess it. Amen. Amen. Don't be consumed and distracted by worldly activities. Don't be ignorant of them, but don't waste a lot of time focusing on them. These things is a waste of your time and your energy. Press the delete button. Amen. Instead, learn the words of God concerning you and the promises he has made to us. Write your vision. Get a plan. Nothing happens, not in the spirit world or the natural world, without a plan. Make a plan. Write it down. Make it personal. Amen. Write your vision, and we all have them. Make a plan to achieve them. Remember, God did not create any of us empty. Define your purpose and make a plan. Have a strategy that works for you. That works for you. Don't get anybody else's strategy. Learn your own strategy, amen? That's how wars are won, because you make a plan and you follow your strategy, amen? Make God's word a priority. Make God's word a priority in your life. Recognizing things that add to you, and push delete on things that are not helpful. Amen. Learn the things that add to you, and learn to press the delete button on things that does not benefit you nothing. Amen. Things that are not helpful. Don't let fear be a stoppage to where God is taking you. In other words, don't let fear stop you. Don't let it keep you from moving. Keep moving. Trust God. Believe what God say about you. Don't doubt that. And you don't have to confront with nobody about what God said about you. Because most times when God say things about you to you, it's you and him on one-on-one conversation. You don't have to add a third person in. Amen. It's a lot of our problems. We want to add in what God said. Amen. I have a couple of things to tell you about. Methods to making time for God. Amen. Did you hear what I say? Make time for God like you make time for everything else. Make time. It's not always convenient, but I guarantee you make time for everything that's important to you. Amen. I know I do. Make time for God. Number one, make time for your faith every day. Putting in a little bit of effort on a regular basis can help you stay focus. Block out distractions. Commit your full attention to your spiritual practice. Read your word. Pray. Reflect on God and what he has already done concerning you. Amen. And I guarantee you, if you do these things, you'll always, always have the victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Happy New Year. I'm Minister Fannie Reed, and we're going to read and pray a Lord help me prayer today in order to stay focused. Amen. Father God, we come to you with praise and thanksgiving, asking for forgiveness today in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we're asking you for guidance, leadings, and directions in the name of Jesus. We ask you to lead us in path of righteousness for your name's sake. We bless you, praise you, worship you, and commit all that we are to you, that your perfect will be done through us. We ask that you help us to cease from our own labor, and we do so by faith. We ask that we will enter your rest now in Jesus' name, and we receive that rest. We ask you to release our warring and ministering angels to minister and war on our behalf. We ask you to fill us, this temple, with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Help us to bear the cross you have prepared for us and help those in our family. We ask that the Holy Spirit speaks to our heart through your word. We ask you prepare us with reverence and worship and with humility through your Holy Spirit. We ask you to take out of us, add to us, or do to us anything you want in the name of Jesus. We ask that your word we read will be engrafted into us and become a part of us, spirit, mind, will, and emotion. We declare by your power, you're helping and causing us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, valiant, steadfast, faithful, and true and loyal for your name's sakes. We ask you to deliver us where we are blind, wrecked, naked, and poor. We ask for your help. We ask you to help us not to be the accuser of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to be a help in season, to edify, to exhort and comfort others. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, for grace in the name of Jesus. We ask for your help, your love, and your grace, that it will flow to us and administer to others by your spirit in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, to release all things. We release all things into your hands, commit ourselves unto you, trusting you. We ask for help, that you give us the word that you want to give us to give others. We ask that you will send those that will receive the gift of salvation to us, that we may witness to them. Let them ask and receive in Jesus' name. We ask that you give us a clear mind and thoughts towards you, clear will towards you, and clear of all emotional clutter. This is all about you. Hearing you is easier than thinking. We ask that you cause us to hear you louder and clear and rest in you. Father God, teach us how to delete everything from our spirits that do not glorify and magnify you. We ask you to release your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, with long-suffering and self-control to flow over and in throughout our lives. We ask you, Father, for a clear, sharp, and healthy mind and body in your name, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask for your perfect will being worked out through our life and the lives of those that our lives touch as you direct us in the name of Jesus. We ask you for eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to comprehend and receive what the Holy Spirit has to say to us. We ask you to speak and to do your perfect will in this life for us and for our family. We ask you to guard us and our family with many angels and that they manifest as needed. We ask you to make us alert, awake, sharp, and attentive in your thoughts and ways in Jesus' name. We ask that we may prosper in what we put our hands to do for you. We ask you to renew our minds and restore our youth. Renew our minds like the youth of an eagle. Restore our youth and beautify our meat with salvation. We ask you for a heart like yours and growth and maturity to walk in it to the fullest with you in Jesus' name. We ask you to give us a mind to study your word. You say, study and show ourselves approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. Give us a mind of Christ, a mind to study so we can divide the word of truth rightly. Holy Spirit, have your way with all of